Tune in to smooth, cool, chill-out music on Forrester Dean Radio, 1521 and 1503 kHz, medium wave.
You're listening to Forrester Dean Radio on 1521 and 1503, medium wave.
I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. But first I'm sitting over here. See that giggle of guys and girls. A typical day at the beach. Well, typical till I make my speech. There's a girl out on the sea, floating on a pink surfboard, with a picnic lunch and parasol, sitting there like a typical girl. Well, this is not a locker room, and that's a surfboard, not a yacht. The arrangement's not quite.
She's checking out her arms and legs. turn the board around, Mimi, until you're facing me. Wait for the waves to start building, Mimi, for the valleys to deepen and the mountains to increase in height. And when the right time comes, Mimi, you lift yourself up and stand there, Mimi, and see as far as you can see. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand.
The great leveler's coming, Mimi, and he's not going to stop to take your pulse. And he's not going to ask you why you're the way you are. And I think that's the worst part. You never get a chance to explain yourself. And he's going to take those mountains and shove them into the valleys till there's nothing left except a vast expanse. And you'll float there, Mimi, on the flat sargasso sea of your soul. And if they pull you away from your bleaching pink surfboard and stretch you across the wind, you'll make no sound, wet leaves on a dry mat. Nothing, nobody, the great leveler or the great escape.
But the day was faultless in beauty, pitched on a tropical scenery, stretched from white sand up to the open sky.
Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment. The Radio Thrift Shop features folk, folk rock, jazz, independent, and homegrown music from the past century of recorded sound. You'll find old radio shows, 78s, cassettes, 8-tracks, vinyl records, and yep, even compact discs on the shelves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Taking a break from hiatus to come back for an Earth Day show. Now, Earth Day should be every day. So no matter when you're hearing Radio Thrift Shop number 351, it's Earth Day. And in honor of Earth Day, I'm going to play an album by David Axelrod called Earth Rot. Well, I know that doesn't sound very good, but it's an incredibly good album with an incredibly important message. Earth Rot was released in 1970, and the tracks on side one are called The Warnings, and they include lyrics adapted from the Book of Isaiah. And on side two, it's called The Signs, including lyrics adapted from Song of the Earth Spirit, a Navajo creation legend. So Earth Rot is in effect a cantata for the planet, or in Axelrod's old words, quote, contemporary music with ancient yet timely words set to the theme of ecology. So today, it's David Axelrod and Earth Rot. We're going to hear side one, The Warnings.
In the beginning, In the beginning,
God created the heaven and the earth.
And God said, let there be light.
And God said, And God said, the water began to a firmament, and let the dry land appear.
And God called the dry land earth.
Thank you.
like a drunk man is trembling, reeling, 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 reeling.
Thank you.
Well, in honor of Earth Day, we're listening to Earth Rot by David Axelrod, and I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for tuning in. There's a group of fantastic musicians on this album, which was released back in 1970, including Dennis Budimir and Louis Morrill on guitars, Robert West and Arthur Wright on bass, Don Randy on piano, Earl Palmer on drums, Ernie Watts on saxophone and flute, Jack Kelso on tenor, baritone, saxophones, and flutes, William E. Green on saxophones and flutes, Richard Hyde playing trombone, and Alan DeRizzino and Frederick Hill on trumpet. We're going to hear side two of Earth Rot, which is called The Signs, just after this.
May 29th, 1913. A veritable who's who of Parisian societe fills the Champs-Élysées Theater, expecting a young composer's newest effort. What they got was one of the most revolutionary works of composition in musical history. You're on The Soundbeat. What was so radical about Igor Stravinsky's Sacre du Printemps, or Rite of Spring? Take your pick. The harsh, jarring music, the violent choreography, even the subject matter. A pagan ritual in which a young girl dances herself to death. The effect on the crowd was, to say the least, unsettling. A full-scale riot broke out in the audience. In fact, police arrived at intermission to restore order. Critics, though, celebrated Stravinsky's bold move, and the piece was performed in London that year to great acclaim. The Rite of Spring returned to Paris the very next year. This time, the audience carried Stravinsky out on their shoulders. Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and sign up for our podcast at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
From Marconi to the Space Age, you're celebrating the airwaves with DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first, Indie Film Minute is proud to support World Kidney Day. World Kidney Day takes place every year on the second Thursday of March, raising awareness of the importance of our kidneys to our overall health. More information is available at worldkidneyday.org.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Finders Keepers would not have been possible 20 years ago, but new technology and blossoming theatrical acceptance of documentary film art now permit deeper looks beyond seemingly slight headlines into the greater human stories behind them. And what a bizarre headline this one was. Man buys grill at auction, finds human leg inside. The 911 call spoke volumes. Get here quick, it's grossing me out. Naturally, the man who grew the leg wants it back, and the guy who bought it wants to keep it. No, you can't make this stuff up. Shannon Wisnant sees himself as larger than life. Shrewdly surviving on yard sales, auctions, and schemes, he now forecasts big bucks from this famously errant leg. To his core, Shannon Wisnant wants to be a star. This is the story of said errant leg's owner or owners. John Wood comes from money. His were the birthday parties for the pretty kids, to which Shannon was never invited. But alas, John fell in hard times and lost all his belongings to auction. Now, he wants his leg back. Finders Keepers turns out to be both delightfully nutty and richly insightful. And yes, for better or worse, we do get to see the leg. Finders Keepers. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Growing, rotting. is lovely. It is lovely indeed. I am the spirit within the earth. The feet of the earth are my feet. The legs of the earth are my legs. The strength of the earth is my strength. The thoughts of the earth are my thoughts. The voice of the earth is my voice. The feather of the earth is my feather. All that belongs to the earth belongs to me. All that surrounds the earth surrounds me. I am the sacred words of the earth. It is lovely. It is lovely indeed.
And there you have it, Earth Rot by David Axelrod, released in 1970, and a very obscure album in its time, and continues to be a very obscure album all of 46 years later. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, freeform radio at its zenith.
Cease to be at peace with your thoughts, and when you can no longer dwell in the solitude of your heart, you live in your lips, and the sound is a pastime, a diversion. Thinking is half murder.
watching the sunset in the desert. Well, ain't no better place to be. Even when there's stormy weather, spirit's watching over me. And I love you,
and I love you,
Enchanted Mesa,
Enchanted Mesa,
stars above you,
stars above you,
shining down on me. Well, there's a place in old New Mexico, everybody's got to see. Something about that makes you want to know, well, everything there is to feel. And I love you,
and I love you,
Enchanted Mesa,
Enchanted Mesa,
stars above you,
stars above,
shining
you
down on me.
Thank you. fresh a place to be. Even when there's stormy weather, spirits watching over me. And I love you, Enchanted Mesa, stars above you, shining down on me.
Right, that was the Moon Pie Dance Band, not Dance Band, Dance Band, from El Paso, Texas, a tune called Enchanted Mesa. Before that, we heard two songs by Sven Liebeck, White Limestone Blues and Surfing Through the Birds. We started off with Bonnie Dobson and Bird of Space. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Thanks for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Taking a little break from hiatus. I will be back in the future. At some point. At some undetermined point. Of course, we're all interested in the future because that's where we're going to spend the rest of our lives. Keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your spirit free.